Melanie Bosworth says she was listening to the radio when she heard about the fire. She says she jumped up and started making phone calls to arrange to open up some area churches to serve as evacuation centers and to find some volunteers. But due to power outages, she said the location of the center had to change a couple of times.
We started out the Wanship Church, and then we lost power. And that's on a well system. And with that being on a well system, there's no toilet facility. So we had to move to a facility that would have that availability. So we were going to go to the Hoytsville Church, but decided that that didn't give us much more room for people to stay because no one's going to be going home tonight. So we moved to the school where we have the gymnasiums and the cot space and everything available. So that's why we end up here at the school.
Rocky Mountain Power had turned off the power for safety reasons, but it later did come back on. Early evening, the evacuation centers were mostly empty except for the volunteers staffing the centers, but Bosworth suspected they didn't want to be too far from the action.
The bulk of the evacuees have been staying closer to the Wanship area. They just are not ready to leave that area. They're quite concerned about their homes. There's been several homes lost. And so we're trying to encourage them, you know, to get down here, but obviously their hearts aren't into that too much right now.
Two evacuation centers were set up, one in Colville for residents of Rockport, another at the Trailside LDS Church for those who were evacuated from Promontory. It's reported that most evacuees found other lodging at hotels or friends' house. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.